American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Broadcasting live from a doomed house in the Probasco district of Sparks, Nevada. This is the worst little podcast in the whole world. I'm your host, Joshua Martin, joined as always by Nick Ramirez and Rick Spagnola. And we have in studio this week our guests from the great state of Washington, Dan and Kai. Enjoy.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Nice, dude.
I don't know. That was a pretty bad talk up. It's like when the DJ
was his first time ever.
DJ's about to hit the post, and then out of nowhere, he's like, enjoy. It didn't quite make it.
Not bad for, like, what, 3 minutes?
I'm sorry.
3 minutes notice, you know. Pretty good.
Whatever you say, Chewy.
I'm sorry about your house.
Man, I can masturbate without blowing myself.
What if we did the opening and just threw in Chewy drops?
Yeah, dude.
You guys could probably do a whole show by now.
Whatever.
So, here we are this week with our friends Brian and Kai, who are on tour.
Where
Seattle.
The fuck is Rory?
They called in last week. We don't care where Rory is. Yeah, he's probably freaking exhausted and dead from Merry Anarchy this weekend. He hosted for 2 days and drank like 1,000 beers or something.
1,000.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's it. 1,000, right?
That's what I did.
Right after 900, 1,000.
That's what I did last night.
Yeah. Bottles of beer on the wall.
Right. 1,000 bottles of beer on the wall.
why do they put them? Oh, they take one down and pass it around. That's
yeah,
just one.
But everybody
why not
gets
keep them
to
in the
share
fridge?
Each other's right. germs that way.
Yeah, keep them in the fridge.
But and the as bad as that song is, the setup for the song is much worse. Putting 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
Yeah,
what the fuck's up with that? Like, how about on the table
that
or something?
A busy person.
Yeah,
or someone with too much time on their
Have
hands.
You ever been to a bar that actually has 99 bottles of beer on the wall and that's their like funny thing?
Is there a lot of them?
Is there one?
Where? The Corkscrew or the
Breakaway?
Breakaway had 99 breakaway. Bottles of beer on the wall.
Bucket of blood. You could order
any one of the 99?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that makes at least the clever thing, is
legit.
Has a purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like if you saw one there, you wouldn't be able to order a beer and not get it. Like they actually had the 99 beers that they advertised.
Yeah, but
that's true. Like, yeah.
Fuck you.
There's easily more than 99 beers in this world.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot more.
So, Rick, how was your week this week? What'd you do?
It was fucking awesome. So, we had a really rough weekend recording Pinky Polansky over here in the house. Woo! Mm-hmm. Pinky Polansky.
During Merry Anarchy.
Yes.
How cool is that?
Which means, and Felix headlined one night with his other band, your band, mm-hmm. Liver Scars. So, it was a wreck.
He came and watched it all, too.
He was there all night Friday, too.
Right. Yeah. And then he comes here and sings for 6 hours straight. And all the fucking, those guys are so fucking rad. Felix's vocals on the 6 songs that we did, almost all of them are the live vocal take from when the drums were being recorded. And same thing with the solos on the guitar. Almost all of them are live solos from the – those guys are so good.
Yeah.
And then
talented.
After doing that for 6 fucking hours, he left this house and went straight to Merry Anarchy and rocked out with you guys. Then came back here the next day after doing that and screaming his head off and balls off with you guys because Liver Scars forces him to
right.
take his diaphragm out through his – chest fucking
we all have
screaming.
To bleed it or it's not good.
He's told me, he's like, I don't even listen to myself. I just scream as loud as I possibly can when I play with Liver Scars. So
there's a video somebody shot, Craig McQuarrie from the Yobs actually shot a video for Love Song Live at Merry Anarchy. You can check it out on my wall. Anybody?
Right.
Nick Ramirez on Facebook.
Cool.
Sounds the awesome. Reno Nick Ramirez, not the sport guy.
Yeah.
There's like a famous baseball player now.
No, there's not.
Well, he's not famous, but
he is.
Well, there's probably been
gonna be
10 guys in the majors named Nick Ramirez. I'm sure.
Really?
There must have been. There's about 50 guys named some Ramirez in the league now.
I guess it's like Joshua Martin. There's a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of Ramirez's in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're all related to me, So that's kind of cool.
We're all related to each other one way.
Yeah. When it comes down to it, we all go back to that same.
So we're same all, amoeba. We're all incest,
I heard it's some chick in Africa.
So what's so bad about incest then?
Inbreeding.
We're all.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Hey, don't put that on film. This guy's got a camera.
I know. Yeah, Brian's got a camera.
I think they just gave me my next drop.
I believe so.
You.
So what's
Tag
so
that.
Bad about incest, right?
Making people highly uncomfortable.
Sick.
So you guys are from Washington. Chewbacca? You guys into incest up there?
Oh, definitely. Is that legal yet up there?
We invented that in Washington.
Oh, well, look, he decided to show up.
Oh, is Mr. Dowd here?
Yes, here he is.
Looks like he's got some hot cocoa.
How was your
sugar and spice
drive over here? Did you get pulled over or something? What's the fuck?
Oh, no, just there's a lot of bad traffic today. Babysitter was a little late. As you can tell by the sound of my dulcet voice, I have not had an opportunity to recover from Mary Anarchy yet.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
I spent all day. Did you talk about Mary Anarchy?
A little bit.
We've been talking a little bit.
All right, it happened Friday, Saturday. Sunday, I got to wake up at 7 in the morning to take Riku to an all-day track and field tournament.
I saw the pictures.
Yes!
With the CYO, Catholic Youth Organization, locally. Oh, my God. I did not need to do that all day. big shout-out to Jess Cherry Bear for showing up and hooking me up with a little bit of coffee and some cash because I didn't bring anything for the concession.
Oh, that's sweet. See how well you guys get along now? That's
awesome.
Yeah,
we do. We totally get along now.
Good.
And once I sucked it up and apologized.
There you go. Yeah. See?
Really?
Yeah.
Aww. So that it was from that night Halloween at my party till like, what, a year and a half later?
For their wedding present, for Felix's wedding present, I apologized to Jessica.
Wow, man. Big spender.
I bet you that's all he probably wanted. Yeah. Just to get the tension out of the fucking room.
Writing like a 3-page letter to her. And I was very sincere and honest, and at first there were a lot of things I'm just going to apologize because fuck it, it'll shut her up. But by the end of it...
You're crying?
No, I was just very sincere about what I was saying. I wasn't blowing any smoke up her ass, so...
Good. And maybe that was probably good for you.
No, it was.
As much as it was for them.
I had a friend who went through an experience that I learned a lot of very profound personal insights from.
There we go.
That's all I mean to say.
Marked the show to remove that section.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, it's good. Oh. I always just take it out.
You've got to maintain the illusion that Rick's still all drunk.
I know.
Yeah, just backpedal. No, he's still drinking. Yeah. I didn't mean to out him as sucking cocks for Jameson. There we go. Now we all feel better.
Yeah. but I'm in the thick of it, boys. So woo.
Cool. We'll let Chewy host this week then.
Yeah,
he did the open. For a while.
What's next?
We'll coach him as we go.
I was going to talk to you guys about pro bowling.
Pro bowling.
I don't give a shit about pro bowling.
How about punk rock bowling?
Punk rock bowling.
That sounds good. That's what I was thinking of.
Two weeks or something in Vegas. Yeah.
I have what? A phone call we need to make to a band.
Oh, so for fun, on the live show, let's set up Rory's phone thing.
Okay.
Wow.
That'll be fun.
What would make bowling punk rock? I'm curious.
Live bands playing music while you
volleyball?
Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
In full punk rock garb.
And it's like a big festival in Vegas. And
oh, awesome.
So like all the big punk bands go down and play. And we had a band
all
in
over the
Jub
country.
Jubs yesterday.
Yeah.
Called Lost in Society. They're fucking great, and they're
awesome.
Playing the main stage at that. So.
Very, very cool. I mean, I love bowling. Oh. And punk music's not
so
bad,
like a dozen of us got to see this fucking killer band. Dude.
Speaking of out of town bands, I just want to give it up for the Dead Side.
Dead Side
for
from
coming
Denver,
into Mary
Colorado.
Yeah,
awesome.
They drove 1,000 miles to play this show and then left short right thereafter
to go back home.
And they're on a 6-month
tour.
Oh, okay. They've been on tour for 6 months. And these guys are fucking legit funk stoner rock. Punk rocks.
They were great.
And
great
like animated live performance. Yeah. They were all dancing around and singing and facial expressions.
Wow.
And
got a crowd that never heard anything of them up off their feet going buying records and t-shirts and shit.
So,
they were great.
Check out the Dead Side. Those kids are fantastic and well worth every money you spend. Every penny
you
spend on them.
My roommate bought a CD. We were listening to it today. It's fucking great.
Well, we hope to get people dancing tonight too.
Yeah. And playing in the Fishbowl at St. James Infirmary.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
if you're listening to this, you already missed it. But,
You got this like open window thing on two sides of you.
Oh,
when you play.
That's my house. I'll try to come down and. Oh, no, I can't. I gotta go. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, we get that a lot.
Yeah,
that's the theme of this tour.
Flip flopping.
Yeah.
No, I just remembered I have to go to my girl's house. So
that's all good.
That's all I meant. Yeah. And she lives on the other
side. I'm calling
of town,
you, Rick.
So.
Oh, you're calling me? Oh, wait. This shit's not on.
Let's see.
So, in the meantime.
It sounds right.
Mary Anarchy was really fun. I enjoyed it. And
another
great year.
What'd you do?
I'm answering you guys.
Besides that, I mean, how is it with Christina
Hello?
And the babe?
Yeah, that works.
Beautiful.
Hello?
Yeah, it's fine.
Hello? I love when we talk on the two things, no?
Yeah, okay. You did that. I already hung up on you.
It was nice.
Okay. I'll send you.
Thanks
I'll
again.
You
thanks
number.
For this year, you guys. You did a good job.
Over here.
And call the boys.
So
in a minute.
Do we want to jump right in with a song from the band? How many do you guys prepare for us today?
We did three each.
We did three each. And we're
going to do three sets of...
I do realize that. Okay. Forgive me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we'll do three sets of one of both of them playing a song.
Okay, well, should we do the first one now?
Yeah. Play a song, you guys.
All right, cool. This is Daniel G. Harmon, and this song is called This Is How Your Hell Will Sound. Loss and noise, bang and scratch up these four walls. Sad and ignored, desperate calls, bury. I'm a fraud. Baby, I'm a fraud. Stole the song from Paul and John. Baby, I'm a fraud. I'll bring the road. Only takes a knot. Baby, I'm a fraud. Baby, I'm a fraud. Stole the song from Paul and John. Baby, I'm a fraud.
Man, have I been there. Very nice.
Thank you.
Fucking rad. Okay. And now, the skinny guy, Kai, right?
Yeah, that's me.
Excellent.
And I'm not the skinny guy?
No, I'm sorry, Dan. No, okay. You're not. All right. So, yeah, this is Kai, Alfred Hillig, and this first song is called Useless Keys.
There's a world I'll never touch, and it's right outside my door. I hear the passion calling screams. I hear the breaking of the bolts. There's a world I'll never touch, and it's a secret that you keep. About the night you dropped your guard and let them sip your gutters clean. And I have all these useless keys. I keep shoving in the locks, hoping you'll open up to me, open up to me. But maybe it's just a dream, open up to me. But maybe it's just a dream, just a dream.
There's a world I'll never touch, 'cause I was born in the wrong way. As bland as drying fruit, as benign as burning sage. There's a world I'll never touch, and it lies in breaking dents, like heaven peeling leaves, like hanging photos of a bed. And I of all these useless keys, I keep shoving in the locks, hoping you'll open up to me, open up to me. But maybe it's just a dream, open up to me. Hey, maybe it's just a dream, just a dream.
That was fucking awesome.
You guys rip.
Love you guys.
Great.
Wow, it's mellow and rad.
Those songs were awesome. Basically.
Pretty.
Thank you.
I'm going to play that tonight when I see my girl and maybe, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Things will happen, wow. I guarantee you.
Baby making music. Wow, wow, wow.
What did Jenny say? There's not a wet crotch in the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Or no, there's not a dry crotch. There's not a dry
that's
crotch.
That's what she said about the liver scars.
I prefer there's
that's
not a...
That's about your spoken word show, Rick.
There's not a wet crotch.
Not a wet crotch.
I prefer not a wet crotch in the house. It's kind of like you did nothing for anyone.
Seat wetting.
That's what I hope my parents
have. The show was so awful that there was not a wet crotch
in the house. Not a wet crotch in the house.
Everybody wanted to get a vasectomy after the show.
Immediately, but you know.
I'm sure we curb the population and we don't produce music like that anymore.
It was like that after the second time I saw the Christ the Passion by Mel Gibson.
You wanted a vasectomy?
Wow. Yeah, and I wanted to never have
so
sex again.
So how long have you, you're touring together.
Yes.
Separate acts, but you're touring together.
Sexually.
How long have you been on tour? Is this your first stop?
It's been a week.
This is a week.
No. Awesome, awesome.
And we have a week left.
Very cool.
Yeah.
We go to Boise tomorrow. And we played in Modesto last
night. Just run down the coast, run back up.
Yeah, yeah, 14 or 13 dates in 14 days. So.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's working.
No sleep
for a
till
long.
Brooklyn.
Right? Makes us feel like a no Modesto Boise sandwich.
Yeah. If you play your cards yucky. Right.
With a nice, juicy, fat Reno in the middle.
Yeah.
Not a wet crotch in the house.
Exactly. Beat me to it.
That's how we roll.
We're pretty familiar with Seattle, so what part of their area do you live in?
I live in Queen Anne, right downtown.
Oh,
right.
I used to work in Queen Anne.
Right across the river from Ballard, eh?
Yeah.
At the Mecca?
No, I worked by the Mecca at a place called Film Stop, which is probably...
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I bet we probably know a lot of the same people.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, my buddy Ben Ivanek used to come in there and process film, and you know, let's see. What's the little photographer girl's name that does all the shows?
When was the last time
anyway,
you
I
lived
forgot.
There, though?
Oh, yeah.
20 years.
That was a long, long time ago.
Yeah. Anyway, so I live in Queen Anne, and Kyle actually is in Tacoma.
I live in the Tacoma area of Seattle. Yeah.
Right on. It's got yeah. quite.
You got to commute.
Is that quite like, an aroma.
So that's like the Sparks area of Reno.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And TAC. He's in the TAC.
I'm Tacoma. In the most hated city in Washington.
Tacoma's a little nicer than Sparks.
Yeah.
That sounds
I'm just joking.
But you guys do have 3 Starbuckses, we noticed, so...
Yeah, oh, you've seen
me.
It's about 50.
Yeah.
You guys are coming up.
Just here.
We call that local business in Seattle.
Yeah. You guys are still supporting local business.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, here in Nevada.
No.
Get rid of the Sonics. Thanks.
Cool. Yeah, I got to look this up real quick, Roy. So just keep talking to the band.
So how have your shows been so far? Well attended?
Yeah.
Panty dropping?
Oh, yeah, for
yes,
sure.
That and all, and most of the panties were ours, but...
we bring them.
Yeah, we bring them with us. It's part of the show. It's a little kind of... Yeah.
Sprinkle them about the floor like rose petals.
Yeah. It's that and a kind of a cat in the hat kind of a thing we have going on. Wow. They've actually been... We really set our expectations low. We thought that, you know, with any tour, you can always kind of expect that a certain amount of the shows are going to be bullshit.
Right.
But we've been actually super surprised. We're like, oh, people are coming out every night. Wasn't that nice?
Excellent.
So far, far, so
go
good.
America.
And we're playing.
Way to support your local and out-of-town music scene.
What? Some guys from up north are coming down, and they're going to play music, and it's probably two guys with guitars? I'm there.
They're really good looking. Yeah, I know. It's hard to think that people would want to fucking skip that.
And, I know. Leave their houses with it. You know,
you'd be surprised how often it happens, though, that people actually do skip that.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Honey, you want to watch a Cheers marathon? No, there's these two guys from up north playing guitars at the bar.
Yeah, that does sound like a way better time. And I love me some Cheers.
I love fucking, what's his, Woody Harrelson.
Led into
Frasier,
which is,
it's really the Frasier prequel, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's how I think of it.
Because there's an episode of Frasier where Woody comes back, you know, and they realize, we're not that great of friends.
Well, and there was that.
That's true.
There was that whole
everybody
other.
May know you, like everybody Kai may know your name, but I hope that you die.
There was the fun other spinoff, the Tortellis.
Oh,
short-lived.
Nick Tortelli, that's Carla's ex-husband.
Yeah.
And their children and his new wife.
One of her.
I really no idea.
Isn't that right up there with Aftermath? You know, I mean, it really didn't go very far. I jumped the shark before there was a shark.
Joni loves Chachi.
Yeah, exactly.
Frasier actually succeeded pretty well as a spinoff from Cheers, though.
It was
awesome. 10 years, we love that show.
And that's in Seattle, right?
Yep.
Well, they say it was.
They say
right. As much
in fictitious TV land.
Like
it's
Reno 911 is filmed here.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Much the same.
That's why you look familiar to me.
Right.
I've seen you in handcuffs before.
So,
hot shorts.
Who am I calling, Nick?
His name's Zach. Zach from Lost in Society. There's a three-piece.
Oh, the band from last night?
Yeah, they're going to be playing Punk Rock Bowling. I thought we should establish a nice relationship with these guys so when Punk Rock Bowling happens, they can report on it to us. Isn't that good podcasting, folks?
Mm-hmm. That's excellent.
Like you guys did for us last week.
Don't we have like 2 minutes left?
Spread the wealth.
Isn't the show over?
Right.
So let's just
nobody ever makes load-in time.
Oh.
Hey, is this Zach?
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, Zach, this is Rory from the Worst Little Podcast. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, good. Really good. Still sick, tired, and hungover, but I'm walking. Everybody, big round of applause for Zach from Lost in Society.
Woo! Take it off.
Thanks, man.
You guys were awesome yesterday.
Are you wearing pants?
I am currently wearing pants.
Oh,
too
that's
bad.
The wrong answer, my friend.
Pants are right. You guys are mean.
You would have won the quiz, but no. So how'd you like playing Jub-Jubs last night?
Jub-Jubs was cool, man. It was a cool little punk rock dive bar. It was the kind of places I love being in.
Excellent. Well, we're glad we could have made you welcome in our town. We hear you're heading down. You're going to be playing in Vegas soon here for Punk Rock Bowling. You want to set that up for us?
Yeah, we're playing the second day on the main stage with Descendants and Face to Face, the Addicts, and the Doors and Mass and Shooter. It's really overwhelming.
Some folks you may or may not have heard of.
Who's I don't think those. They're never going
to
go anywhere.
Day bands that kind of made me want to play the music I do.
Fuck.
It's fucking A, dude. That's
congratulations,
awesome.
Dude.
Yeah, way to make a great stage, dude. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, we weren't expecting that, but when we met Mark Stern of Youth Brigade, he was like, yeah, I'll get you guys on. I like the band. And then it was like, probably a club show, and then the announcement came out, and we're on the main stage, and I think we all kind of shit ourselves. So that
was awesome.
Hell yeah.
Well, at least it was a Sunday, but at least you got to stop by the world famous Jub-Jubs and give a dozen people a thrill, you know. Tell them that.
Oh,
you can't hear me.
Did you hear any of that? Nick says, thanks for coming.
Hear.
Yeah, thanks for coming to Jub's and giving like 12 people the thrill of their lives last night. The world famous Jub-Jubs Thirst Parlor.
Oh, no problem, man. We had a great time. It was cool that they helped us out on such short notice. I think we booked the day like 3 days beforehand. So
awesome.
It was,
awesome.
It definitely helped us out. And we'll definitely be back.
Good Great. To hear. Good to hear. And next time I'll try to catch you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right, well, we've got kind of a little hard deadline here. We're all late today. But good luck on the tour. We love you.
Can we call
And can we call, the,
awesome. Well,
can we call you in the future as it gets closer
to
the
bowling?
Yeah,
we want to know how that show goes.
Or after?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. All right, we'll give you a call in a couple
Tell
weeks
Tell me to get
then.
Good stories.
And get good stories.
Yeah, okay. Cool. We absolutely will have a lot of stories.
Okay. Be more interesting next time.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you for being
Thanks,
on the
Zach.
Show, Zach. Bye.
See you guys.
Thanks,
I can be a dick on the phone call like I was with you guys because he can't fucking hear me.
Just for the record, we weren't all late.
What? Well, the show was late.
Okay. I understand.
I'm pregnant, okay? That's what's going on. I'm pregnant.
Congratulations.
I thought you were moody.
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Shut up, Max. You canceled on Mary Anarchy. I'm sick of your shit.
Did he?
But he had a great
reason. He did have a legit excuse.
Okay. He's getting ear surgery, for Christ's sake. So.
Air
Damn.
Surgery?
Ear. Ear.
Oh, I was like, what the hell is air surgery?
Sorry, that's my drunk accent.
For 35 plus years of being a DJ with either headphones on your head or in really loud amphitheaters next to the stacks.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So watch out, you band boys. It'll kill them. It'll kill your ears.
Keep a set of earplugs in your bag.
Okay, fair enough. All right. Yeah, in the kind of acoustic music scene, it's well known if you you're going to lose your hearing.
Yeah. For
sure. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's bound to happen. Yeah. It's a matter of time.
All that feedback and guitar smashing.
Exactly.
Kai and I are both new to the acoustic music scene, kind of. I mean, we've both been doing and putting out records for like 10 years each, but with different loud bands. And so now we're kind of stripping it down and getting back to basics. So it's
You'll
nice.
Be shocked
it's
that
nice.
The mosh pits are a little different.
They are. It's a subtle pushing of each other and not
softer.
So much of the violent attack.
And you get shoved and instead of retaliating, you just kind of,
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm
shy away.
I'm sorry. Are you all right?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Did I bump you? I didn't mean to.
It's like going to Canada.
Yeah. You don't grab boobs when chicks are like, stage diving or anything.
You don't?
You pull their skirts and shirts down so nothing shows.
Honey, are you okay?
Be respectful to your body. Yeah.
What would Lemmy do?
Oh, God.
Do you guys have any bands you want to throw a shout out that you've been in recently? Any of these aforementioned loud bands?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who should we listen to?
Yeah, I played in a band called The Trouble Starts for the last 5 years, and we just broke up. I was the primary.
I bought a couple of your records recently, and I feel like I want my money back.
Yeah. I get that a lot.
Chewy,
people come to shows saying that a lot of the time.
He's such a dick.
Yeah. Anyway, The Trouble Starts, we ended the day we put out a new record in February, and that's fine. being in a band
happen.
Is like having four girlfriends. So.
Yeah.
That's
and
over.
That you all make love with each other.
Yeah. Except.
Sweet, sweet group sex on stage in front
sexually.
Of people.
Right. Yeah. Oh, you guys were here for music? That's not what we
do. You came to the wrong part of the house.
If you're in a band with four other people, that's like a 20-year relationship.
Exactly.
Really.
Yeah. Yep. So that's done, but now I'm stoked to get back to the basics and figure out how to write songs again that aren't
very cool.
Aren't really, really loud. And The Trouble Starts aren't like we put out pretty records, but our shows were just like wall of sound. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Seattle
I like
tradition.
That,
yeah.
Yeah. I like being able to lean into
like
your
through
music
that wall.
Physically. When I'm half drunk and in front of the pool table.
Well, we should.
What about you, Kai? Yeah. Any projects that you're really proud of that we should check out?
Moments, proud moments.
So you mostly play with yourself.
Yeah, last night's not one
exactly.
of them.
Exactly. No, last night was not one of them. I was sick. I've been kind of recovering from illness too. So, I used to play in a kind of a punk rock band called Pistol for a Paycheck. I did that for like 7 years, and then I played in a kind of weird surf rock rock band punk band thing called Destruction Island for almost equally as long. And,
Rad.
And then I kind of
I love surf punk.
It was fun for me. I don't know. That's what I did.
Cool. I don't know if the music sucked, but those are great names.
Totally. And I judge a band by a name.
Yeah. Right.
Me too.
We had our okay moments. We had our okay moments.
Right on.
We should. They got to go soon, so we should get a song.
Let's hear another song.
Let's hear another song.
Thank you.
All right.
This song is called Anna. Kai, this is the hummingbird one.
Yeah.
I know. Need a tissue?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Say goodbye to songs and what you know and what you know. Come inside, it's warm. Make yourself at home. Give those wings a rest. I
grand chest lined with all your friends. Your winter's rushing in, and did you know I met your cousin then? I held him in my hands. Everyone you know will stay so close. Pray always bring me home. And everyone stay so close. Wings bring you home.
Next up, right?
Yeah, yeah. This song is this is Kai again. This song is called "Like God." It goes like this.
I come like God into your life, morning, noon, and night. I come like God. Steal the bread right from your mouth. Oh, look who's hungry now and who's dining now. Pour the wine right down the hatch. It's never coming back. A streaking match. I suck the love out of your bones. Empty hearts and empty homes. I come like God. Way home, way home, way home. No, way home, way home, way home. I'll come like God into your life, wake the children, leave the wife. I'll come like God. I'll make a widow of your day, your sexy youth now passed away and just left the stare. Like a dog under the car, and you wish upon a star and get along. Every meal's an empty plate, running black all through your face. I'll come like God. No way home, way home, way home. No way home, way home.
Guys,
so cool.
Oh, I know that one. Always when I play it, I just cry. You know, there's a there's something in me. I don't know what it is. It's living in there.
I hear that.
It's like the devil. I feel possessed,
too, dude.
I cried like a motherfucker.
Thank you. I saw that. I didn't want to say anything. I realized I might embarrass you, you know, with your listeners. So, but thank you for being so open. You're vulnerable. I like that.
It was worth it.
Imagine that every night. That's what I have to
That's what we go through on stage. Yeah. That same pain.
And then we have to hear each other's.
I know. It's just like getting beat every
day. You guys
day.
Get one, one
one hotel room,
ladies and gentlemen?
Are we
in a van
together? No hotel rooms.
Did you guys ride together? We were in fact curled up fetal position on the floor just a moment ago.
Well, let's not get carried away.
It wasn't quite fetal. I was napping. That wasn't.
I lost my contact lens.
Yeah, that's fine. Aww,
you guys. It's so just raining inside.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Should we jump to the fun part?
Yeah, oh, yes, let's jump to the fun part.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Really, it was Mr. Spagnola's request.
Right?
But let's do it anyway. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world. Completely off script, as usual. Are we ready to play? I'm going to ask you guys a series of questions.
We will do this.
They're uncomfortable.
I love uncomfortable questions.
And we will judge you silently while scoring you in front of your face.
All right.
Perfect.
Completely arbitrarily. All right, so first question, one of my all-time favorites, and bringing it back from the past. Your lover, your brother, or your mother, Kai, who trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first?
I don't have a brother, so I will cannibalize that fictitious person in an instant. I will turn on him and
insert
eat.
Best friend.
Yeah, choosing starvation gets you a zero.
Mother, I think I will eat my mother, but not in the...
Mother gets a lot of points.
That's a sound bite. That's a sound bite.
You still said it. Dan, how about yourself, sir?
I don't have a brother either, so I'd have to eat my...
You can eat my mother? You can eat my mother, too?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Dan. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I have to eat my mother.
No one eats my mother but me.
I did that once already, and I learned my lesson.
I'm glad that talk took hold.
Pretty sour, huh?
Yeah. Talk with the judge.
Ever been up to your neck and vagina? Well, once.
I love that. All right, moving along, what was your first band T-shirt?
That I purchased?
Yes.
I think it was Quicksand.
Okay. Ooh, nice. I like Quicksand.
I think it was the Dead Kennedys.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. What was the first album you ever bought?
With your own money.
I bought Queen's A Night at the Opera.
Ooh, that's good.
That's
good.
Been popular.
I can remember the first CD I bought, which was the Joshua Tree. Oh, on vinyl. Yeah. The first record I physically bought was Thriller.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
That's the answer we're going for. Yeah.
My dad had a bunch of records that I grew up listening, and prior to that, with my own money, Thriller was the first thing I ever bought.
Nice.
That was
very
a good
cool
album.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
Good. We're going to get along well.
Yeah.
You're in our age group. Sometimes we have like.
Did anybody here not actually have a copy of Thriller on vinyl in their house at some point?
I did.
Yes.
You didn't?
No.
Well,
I did.
You're weird.
Oh, I totally did.
No, if I did have it, I would have listened to it all the time.
My mom also bought me sequin socks and a glove.
I had Purple Rain.
Uh-huh. She wore
There
them.
You go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I have Purple Rain.
Our copy of Thriller belonged to my stepsister, and I was so pissed at her one day that I jumped on the floor really hard in the middle of Beat It,
scratched.
And caused a skip that hit every time it played Beat It. She hated me.
Karma.
What a dick.
Stay with this rock and roll theme. Dan, what was the first concert you ever went to?
Oh, Jesus. I answered that. Brian already knows the answer because I answered this recently. It was... MC Hammer and Vanilla Ice.
Yeah,
and I went.
Fuck, this
I went to that
points.
Tour. I went to that tour twice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ding, oh, ding, ding.
Yep.
Do you drink whiskey? That deserves.
Yes, I
that
do.
Deserves
Thank
some
you.
Whiskey.
Yeah, no.
Kai,
my first concert against my will was the New Children on the Block.
Ooh, nice. Oh, nice.
Were they opening for Tiffany?
No.
Oh, okay.
They were headlining.
Ah, so I caught...
KOTB.
I caught them the year earlier.
Okay.
When they were on their way up.
Do you know they're doing a NKOTB cruise?
Oh, my God.
They play
that
on,
would
a,
be amazing.
On a boat?
No, I didn't know that.
With Donnie's coming back for the boat cruise.
Hell yeah, bring him back.
I will.
We miss
boat
you, Donnie.
Cruise, shit, I'd go on that. let's go with, what's your favorite drunk food, Kai?
My favorite junk food?
Drunk.
Drunk food.
Oh, God.
Like, what, 3 a.m.,
you're
screaming
like, oh,
loaded.
So
need to put
I'll let you work on
you
that
because
I've got a fucking
out.
Answer right now.
You go ahead.
Taco Bell.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Taco Bell drive-thru.
Sometimes there's like... Jack in the Box tacos works.
Oh, those are so good. Too.
Yeah,
they're good when you're
you
drunk.
Guys don't have Jim Boys where you're from, right?
Oh. What did you say?
You don't have Jim Boys?
No.
So then Taco Bell would be the next.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
the grilled
it's not the
taco
same,
thing
but,
they yeah. had going on. This is a shop that's just done it forever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You could squeeze the grease out of the burrito, like, and you would get like a cup. It's
that's
disgusting.
So perfect.
It's really good. Late
what you got, Kai?
Mine is nachos. It's definitely nachos.
Okay.
7-Eleven or
there's a place called Dirty Oscars in Tacoma, which has smoked Gouda nachos fucking amazing.
I want that when I'm drunk. Yeah.
So good. So good.
I'm a fan of cheese products, so
oh, yeah.
That's why I love the Taco Bell.
That's
Dirty Oscars. I'm picturing a statuette covered in feces.
Sounds like
Oscar
Rick's
Wilde
in for a trip
so
to
sad
Tacoma.
Right now.
How old were you when you first got drunk?
Oh, I was pretty young because we were allowed to drink in the house growing up.
Italian family?
Oh. No, German.
Catholic.
Yeah. So got drunk probably like 17 or 18, but for me, it wasn't a big deal.
Right.
And that my parents were kind of right in that regard. You know, like, let them have it and you take the mystique away.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Working on that with my...
Your parents both alcoholics?
Girl in your ear. Yeah. yourself, sir?
I was 12.
Ooh, oh wow!
Yeah,
peppermint schnapps.
Yeah,
I also
live in good first.
Mine was also schnapps peppermint schnapps. Yeah. Mine was also peppermint schnapps.
There you go. Common bonds. That's why we're on tour together.
Yeah.
Very cool. When did you lose your virginity?
21.
21.
Yeah.
And the circumstances were
college. I grew up the child of Christian parents, and I decided not to do it till marriage. And I was retarted. But
that's so
and
awesome.
Then
Catholic 19. Yeah. Same thing.
And then my girlfriend stole it from me. So.
She refused to give it back.
You don't need this anymore.
Oh, exactly. Dude, was it hotter because you weren't supposed to be doing it?
No, it was terrible. Oh. And now I still feel bad because of it.
Well, Jesus hates you.
Yeah. Kai?
I was 16. And it was just a girlfriend I'd had for a couple years at that point. So
back of a car, so somebody's house.
Band room.
Yeah!
What was his name?
Christopher, he had strong hands.
Dirty cocksucker!
Oh my god.
You guys got all the sound bites.
Oh, yeah, Nick.
Who's the most famous person you met, and who out of famous people was the most interesting or cool? Like, who was the coolest, and who was the most famous you ever met?
The most famous.
Because they sometimes aren't the same.
It was the same, actually.
Oh, good.
I was on tour a long time ago, and we played in L.A. with the band called Low and at Spaceland.
Mark Ernest.
Yep. And I met.
No, I mean, my friend Mark would be listening right now.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mark Ernest, listen.
He loves Low.
Yeah. So afterwards, and Cameron Crowe was at the show because Low was slated to do the Elizabethtown soundtrack, like the whole thing, and then they kind of, I think, I don't know what happened, but they didn't end up doing it. So he was there to see them, and he saw my set, and I just went up to him after the show and like gave him CDs, and it was like 3 a.m. and in the parking lot of Space,
take these
in the parking lot of Spaceland, and I was like, dude, you make really good choices. I love what you do, and here's some stuff. And he was like the nicest fucking guy. I was like, I live in Seattle. You live in Seattle. Seattle's awesome. And he was like, yeah, I miss it. I'm here doing this movie, whatever. And he was just so sweet.
When
in L.A. Cameron at 3 a.m, you could have been fucking asshole.
Totally. Yeah.
So is Spaceland
and
used
nobody
to be
would
the
believe
Oz?
You.
I'm not sure, but it now has a different name. I can't remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yourself, sir.
The
is
most
it the fun house now.
No. I'm thinking of something
another,
else.
Like, spacey name.
The most famous person I've met is Janine Garofalo.
Oh.
And she was just cruising around at the Bumbershoot Festival, and I just ran into her. That's
did she smell battery. Nice?
Cool.
I could see her smelling a little.
I don't remember her smelling like anything. Okay. I did note that she was rather short.
Yeah.
But everyone's
she
kind
looks
of short compared
she
to
looks
me.
Like she would be kind of a short person.
On that same note, in all of history, who would you start a fist fight with?
In all of history?
Yeah. Speaking of famous people.
Oh my god.
Or not famous people. You could pick on
Kai gets to answer this one first.
Bob
the
Surf.
Yeah. Or your 8th grade teacher.
I'm not really a violent dude, to be honest. I would
you've known rage in your life. Who would you unleash it on?
I wouldn't unleash it on anybody. Honest to God. But if I would tell you who I'd have a firm discussion with. I'd be like, I'd go talk to Oppenheimer and be like, nuclear bomb? Really? Is that a good idea?
Come on, bro.
You think?
Maybe you could do society a favor, because in this question, you can go to a point in history and do it before
he
makes
give him
the bomb.
A beat down.
See, I would
beat the fucking shit out of him, bro.
I don't know that would stop him from making the bomb. I would rather just go
break all of his.
You know what? You know what's going to happen, don't you? That's all.
No, he'd blame it on the space aliens.
Okay, I've got an answer now. Space aliens. I like what you said there. no, but I grew up in a really shitty small town and full of a bunch of Mormons, and I wasn't a Mormon, so I got beat up all the time.
Ah.
And one time, when I was a freshman, I got chased around the gym with a cattle prod.
Fun.
And then the jocks on steroids.
Put on your shit kickers.
One of the jocks that was on steroids chased me until I couldn't run anymore and pinned me down and shocked me with a cattle prod.
That guy?
Damn.
You know what?
I'm going to come back
with you.
On that.
Yeah. I'll come with you and give him a good kick in the face, too.
Next time I'm up there, I'll go over to his house.
Fuckhead.
Yeah. That's fucking horrible. I was actually a gay kid, and I just got called faggot a lot. I never got like cattle prodded. That's horrible.
That's a whole new layer of horror.
Damn.
Yeah, so that's that.
Let's go right ahead and let's jump to the rapid fire questions.
Rapid fire!
Oh, shit, rapid fire.
I'll
right.
go ahead and get started with my favorite and just start.
You start.
Big
it.
And bold.
Go for it.
Puke or diarrhea? Pick one.
Puke.
I'm going to go with puke, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go. Go beer ahead. Or whiskey?
I'm going to go with beer.
Whiskey.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
You guys got this.
I'd rather be gay.
I'd rather have both.
Gay ginger.
And how do you know that we're not?
You got massive points for that one.
Yeah.
Your wish is granted.
Talk to me later.
Yeah. We know a couple gay ginger folks.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent.
We just call them gay
AIDS
ginger.
Or cancer.
A lot of gay gingers up in Seattle.
That's a hard
choice. Yeah.
Choice.
AIDS. I'll take AIDS.
I got cancer.
Really?
Yeah, but this is like picking poison.
It's a polarizing question.
Yeah.
You know, it's more terminal, but you can tell your family.
All right.
That's the whole deal.
Sorry, Dad. Yeah.
Coldplay or herpes?
No, you did it wrong, man. You got to start with Coldplay
or Nickelback.
Oh, Coldplay. Yeah.
Coldplay.
Okay, so Coldplay or
no,
Cold
no, 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 no. Sword. Then it's not Coldplay. It's Nickelback.
Whose
or
quiz
herpes.
Is this, you assholes?
Well, the rapid fire's mine,
actually.
Oh, damn.
Oh, snap.
Because I let you
Boom.
Take all of my questions.
All right. Who would I fight out of history? Rory Dowd. Let's do it right now.
Oh,
wow. Fuck you, Nick. Motherfucker.
I'll
fucking kill you. Fucking sit down and ask another question.
Okay, I'm sorry. Just don't put that in me again.
Namaste.
I love you, bro. I'm sorry. We made up.
You better kiss where it hurts.
Tongue kiss.
Next rapid fire question.
Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
I'm going to go Beatles, too.
Yeah.
Okay, Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
I'll go Star Excellent. Wars.
Okay. Who's your favorite Beatle?
Paul.
John.
Okay.
John's a dick.
Would you go Kirk or Picard?
Picard, of course.
Hell yeah.
I'm with him, Picard.
Yeah. Okay, and for you, Han Solo or Indiana Jones?
Oh, I'm going to go Indiana Jones.
Solo.
Okay. That was some other good ones.
Sometimes they're exactly the
Isn't
same.
Isn't that the sexiest
Sometimes.
Bacon or chocolate?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, bacon or chocolate. That's
oh, bacon, one. For sure.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have tattoos?
Oh, yes.
I can see you
yeah,
do.
Many.
Do you?
Yeah, I got one.
Okay.
He regrets it.
It's a portrait of Dan.
While you're thinking, can have
a picture of Dan.
Can I have a moment?
Yeah.
I finally listened to the aversion therapy episode, and I want to say
no, wait.
Todd Marinovich, the Bighorns, and Auto Reverse. I just want to get that out of the way. All right, go ahead.
Oh,
is that a sponsor?
He's been here a while.
No, he's correcting answers from a previous
so
quiz.
Awesome.
I wasn't here for that, but they still asked me the questions, and there was no actual answer. But now they got it.
Did you enjoy that you have a full verse now in the song? Did you hear that?
Oh, in the theme
no,
song.
I didn't.
We retract the
gentlemen back.
I'm so sorry.
We can talk Nobody knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, we'll talk about it after. We'll talk at the next
We got to take off
meeting.
In just a few.
All okay, right. Last rapid fire quiz question. If you could be in a world with either Beatles or Star Trek or Star Wars for you, which would you choose? You could only have one.
Oh, Beatles.
Yeah, Beatles.
Nah, sure. Most musicians.
They're more into music than they are into being nerds.
My final question to you both.
Okay.
You're going down on a girl.
Yes.
Or
why? Or no, you're going
the
down.
The answer
on
is
a
yes.
Girl.
Oh, okay,
it has to be a girl.
Okay,
you're having lunch at the Y, and you discover fresh, crispy piece of bacon.
Oh yeah.
Do you eat the bacon?
Of course.
I'm a vegetarian, so no go.
I didn't know vegetarians didn't eat.
That's the best
Dan
of both worlds.
Dan Harmon.
Right there.
Good battle, guys.
Thank
that
you.
Just gave him an extra 50,000 points. Beating out Kai by Kai's 12,032.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Well played. Yeah, well
good
played,
game, guys.
Gentlemen.
This was a great
so let's
quiz.
Just hear another one of their songs.
Well, before that, let's ask them. I want to let them set it up, and we can go out on the song, and then we'll
okay.
they can leave. And yeah. So you're headed to Boise after this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Where can people find you on the interwebs?
You can find me, Daniel G. Harmon, at hellotower.com. Or you can stream most of my music and get most of it for free on thetroublestarts.bandcamp.com.
Is Hello Tower, is that based on your penis?
Halo Tower. No, I wish. No, sadly.
And my music is available at kaialfredhillig.bandcamp.com.
Oh, Jesus. Excellent. You better spell that.
KYEALFREDHILLIG.com. And it's all free.
Any website that starts with KY, I'm down.
I'm in.
I knew you would be.
In, yeah. I'll have links to those on the website as well as their Facebook pages. And I think last week too. So if I'm really lazy, you can just look at it there. I'll just link to last week's episode.
Perfect.
So how much longer you guys got on the tour?
About halfway through.
Yeah, yes. We got one more week.
Yeah,
cool.
So about six more shows.
Yep, exactly.
Cheers.
Yeah, thank you.
Cheers. Well,
thank you.
Best of luck.
First day
thank
off tomorrow. So.
Hope you have a great show tonight here
thank
in
you.
Reno at St. James. It's
that's
a fun
good
club.
Venue,
a lot
yeah.
of, cool. There's a good crowd that shows up there to drink heavily.
Awesome.
And be entertained.
Perfect.
Cool.
We will entertain them
and also drink heavily.
Yes.
Yeah. Perfect.
Awesome. You've been awesome guests. Thanks for
coming
in.
Thank you so much for having
us. Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
it's been
good
fun.
To talk to you and then finally get to meet you. A Worst Little Podcast first.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
So let's listen to some more music by these guys, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
This song is called Follow Building Lines. Wasted youth on another, on another, on another. Wasted truth and letting go and know that and know that this is on the back lawn, this is you finally letting go tonight. This is you on the back lawn. This is you finally letting go. So sure of, I'll leave it up to you, but you won't let go of one truth. I'm so frightened, I'm young again with you, in the soft sofa. This is you. Oh, this is you finally letting go tonight. This is you on the back lawn. This is you finally letting.
This is the night I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
curled up upon the couch, again close to take them out, my old two loaves. One with teeth like dogs that brought the Holocaust to crystal ball. And the other chained to see the things deepest in me the gardeners wrote. Do they show you to the room and fill fountains of youth into blue jeans? The night obscene, oh, arms everywhere, oh, oh, calls out my name. Like an animal that's grown too big for its cage. Not a father nor a child, a shaking snow globe just tossing flakes. Till the laughter's falling flat down elevator shafts that want real snow. But I mapped the darkened streets and gave the courtesy of replacing bolts. But it's more than room and board, and the bodies only know one currency. The night I've seen, oh, climbs every wall, oh, calls out my name. Like an animal that's grown too big for its cage.
And we're back.
That was cool. Rad.
Those guys were cool, man. That was a great show.
Yeah, so, yeah, they took off. They're going to play St. James. And that was fun. Like, we've never done that before. Like, they had their manager guy, Brian, contacted me a couple months ago, and they were setting up a show and had it fine. You know, it all worked out, and I'm so happy we could do that.
He was pretty cute, dude. Like, fucking, I wouldn't.
Which one, Brian?
Brian, yeah. Although he had close-set eyes. You guys have seen Harvey, right?
Yeah.
And she says, I should have never trusted him. He had close-set eyes. They're always liars.
Yeah. You know what? So, a lot of those people have fetal alcohol syndrome too, Rick, so that's not very sensitive.
No, those are pinheads.
Right. No, he wasn't a pinhead. He was a very good-looking young man. And they were all very – those were cool guys.
They were fun. I really wished I could have, like, gotten to know them a little better.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But it's cool that they're just passing through town, just happen to be here today, and they're able to show up. That was cool. Yeah.
Especially since I think I called Dan Brian. Dan, I'm sorry I called you Brian. And Brian, I'm sorry I called your friend Dan you.
They both have beards and that round head thing.
I learned their name, you know, minutes before the show, so I didn't really learn their name. You know, it takes me forever.
And I think they were both wearing boxers.
I think they were both wearing cologne.
What?
I wish that would have come.
No, I'm just guessing. I'm just using my skills as a mentalist.
That's usually a Rick comment, dude.
Well, we all know Rory has some gay in him sometimes.
Oh, that's true. I forgot.
Ew.
What?
Yes. This silence brought to you by our proud sponsor, Felix. Felix Danger. Thank you, Felix, for providing us the booze.
Absolutely.
Also, I'd like to mention our sponsors who are here every week and a big part of the show, Reno Computer Fix. I have no idea what's wrong with my voice today. Wow.
You've been screaming all weekend.
Yeah.
Let's try that
first
again.
Two shows,
Reno,
and then
let's let Max do it this week.
Portions of today's broadcast have been brought to you by Reno Computer Fix. Go see them. They're on Wells by the Dandelion Deli. They can fix anything, damn it. They'll fix your laptop. And stop downloading so much Russian porn.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you, Max.
I think we're good with that. Thank you, Max. Yeah.
That's the
one. I take back everything I said earlier.
So you're not feeling too good?
No, my voice is shot.
He'd been announcing.
I had 2 days of Mary Anarchy and a bunch of times announcing
the cheering
without
at the
mic.
Track meet.
Yeah, and then I'm trying to cheer at the track. Ooh, honey, go! You know, literally that loud. It was kind of embarrassing.
You
gonna
open
like
mic
some
tonight?
Vagisil?
Yeah, and I'm gonna go to open mic tonight.
You crazy bastard.
I don't get to rest until next weekend. And rest next weekend is wedding of a certain member of a certain fire department.
Is he rotten?
He is rotten.
Oh, nice. That's nice. Well, I probably won't see him. Don't but tell him congratulations
I
from me.
I don't know that I'm going to be able to make it either.
You have to. I'm going.
I'm going.
And are we going to, or is it, do you think it's dress up or is it like probably casual?
If I am still, I'm dress up.
Like, well, of course you will. Nick, are you going to dress up?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to dress up. Nice. I don't
this
know.
This isn't
what.
Like the last wedding.
I'm not
going
to wear
we
a black t-shirt or nothing.
And Rick, I can say that to you. This isn't like the last wedding of his we went to.
Dude, but you know the
you were at that too, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
yes.
At the chapel in Virginia.
Right, well, right.
Let's discuss that after the show too.
Yeah, God, I'm gonna have to wear my one nice outfit. People are gonna start figuring out that I wore the same thing to every
wedding.
Well,
we love you, Rotten Ron. And,
yeah, absolutely. Good call.
Totally.
Ron.
And I'm happy to be probably going to your wedding this weekend. If I don't pass
if
out,
if Rory doesn't
then,
go, I'll go.
Right, take my ticket.
I'd love to. Ron's an old friend of mine. I do actually love that guy. So,
yeah, doorman. Yeah. He's a good doorman.
Yeah, me and him
too.
Were great doorman partners. Totally. And also Monet on the side. We were a good team.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Sexually.
Sexually.
So, you guys got something to plug this week? I know Rick has to get to a baseball game.
Yeah,
I love baseball.
Yeah, I got nothing, man. I'm exhausted. I hope you guys are rocking and rolling out there in TV land or podcast land or whatever the hell they call it now.
There's a shame show on Tuesday, but this podcast doesn't come out till after that, so never mind.
Where's
that?
So I can
get Shakes. Yeah,
I do have one thing that I do want to mention.
With the really rad band, Lisa Dahl.
Deadly Gallows are playing their last show ever on the same night. That's a bummer that they're both happening at the same time on a Tuesday and everything, but both should be good.
Absolutely.
I also want to mention that we have officially launched the online fundraising campaign for Evil Dead the Musical coming to the Good Luck Macbeth Theater this October. Brought to you by John Frederick and Ashley Marie of Vaude Villain Entertainment.
John's awesome. So awesome. Wait, so you need money to do it? Is that what you're asking for?
We're raising money for the rights, props, costumes, and whatnot because we're just broke trying to put on an awesome show here.
So if you did the whole Jew thing?
We need about $5,500 for we're on Indiegogo to pay their fees and to get all of our costs met. We're looking to have all that money in place by end of July, middle of July here.
Just roll through, Rory.
So yeah, I'm totally gonna ignore Chewy's blatant racism.
Namaste.
I said that about something else. Guys, that's out of context.
But please check us out on Indiegogo. It's Evil Dead the Musical, the Reno edition. We've already raised, I think, like almost 5% of goal.
Cool. And you just started it, so that's
like
good.
Just this past Thursday. So people have already started giving. And really, literally, if 1,000 people just give us $5, then we got a show.
If 5 people give you $1,000, same thing.
Yeah, but it's more likely to have the 1,000 people all with right. 5. So please take a second out of your day. Even if you can only donate $1, you do get something from us. For $1, you will get a personalized drawing of a zombie by a member of the cast or crew.
I'll buy one for $1.
Yeah, I got $1. I'll give you $1 right now.
You have to get online and do it.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're also going to have buttons and signed flyers, and you can get tickets to the show, like become a real sponsor and get mentions. We have a lot of cool perks. I think about 10 perks on there. Things that you can get for
that.
That's going to be a great show. I never even knew they did a Broadway musical of Evil Dead.
Oh, yes. I could get into it this week, but I won't. I will save that for another day.
Yes. Let's talk more about that.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another wonderful and exciting episode of the worst little podcast in the world. Chewy, do you want to do this?
Black Flag Saturday.
That's Tuesday.
Jump.
It's not Saturday.
All right. Well, good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Is this the cocksucker residence?
Dogwater Studios.
Cocksucker, that's what she calls me.
You know, somebody ought to kill her.
Got it.